702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist.
Hello, good morning, Clement. How's it going?
I'm good. Speak to us about this. Oh, what a tragic story in Russia. The student who was shooting randomly and has now killed six people.
Yes, it's at least six. Some sources say eight people dead, but six confirmed and 24 people hurt. Some are in a bad way in hospital. How and why and all those sorts of things, I guess, need to be worked out. Although we know that essentially he had a legally owned non-lethal gun that fired rubber or plastic bullets, except these can be adapted, and apparently it had been modified to fire other kinds of ammunition. He basically went through the university shooting at random. He had already talked to some, I think on social media, about being filled with hatred. And so the pictures of people leaping out of windows and jumping down from first floor windows and running across campus, I mean, they put the fear of God into anyone. And interestingly, Russia does have reasonably tight gun laws, not as tight as, say, most of Europe, but considerably tighter than America. But they still have an issue. It was May this year when the gunman killed, I think it was nine people in the end at a college. 3 years ago, 20 people were shot dead at another college in Russia. It doesn't matter how remote you are. This is Perm State University, this latest one. It's very much the middle of nowhere, but people do these extraordinary things. And so, yeah, they're going to have another look at the gun control laws, I guess. They'll have to.
Oh, what a tragic story, Adam. Let's stay in Russia. The elections are done now. Vladimir Putin's party has won the election, but that's been marred by fraud claims.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very weird kind of democracy. I don't think I've got my head around it at all. When you have Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party, one of their main rivals are the Russian communists, who, broadly speaking, support Vladimir Putin. So, yeah, how does that work? Putin's party also are allowed to bar the most vocal critics from running, opponents who they deem to be a threat if they're not poisoned on planes. They are taken out of the equation. Those candidates who are allowed to stand for the United Russia Party or against are heavily vetted by the security services. I mean, this is bad enough. And then, as you say, Clement, numerous allegations of ballot stuffing, forced voting, employers ordering their workforce to vote and telling them who to vote for. So here's my whimsical question. If Russia's accused of directly interfering in democratic elections in Germany, France, the UK, the USA, who's interfering in Russia's apart from them?
The North Korea, I see that they're warning the US-Australia sub-deal, and they're saying that this could trigger some kind of a nuclear arms race.
Yes, there's a sort of a they would say that, wouldn't they, kind of element of this. We know that the French aren't terribly pleased. We were talking about that with the cancellation of their own submarine deal. But this is obviously focusing more military hardware in the Far East, in Australia, backed by the United States in particular and the UK. And North Korea's take, the foreign ministry official in Pyongyang, has said this could trigger a nuclear arms race. He says the deal could upset the strategic balance in the Asia-Pacific region. No kidding, because it's all been kind of China's way so far. And indeed, China's own foreign ministry spokesman, Zhao Lijian, says this risks severely damaging regional peace and intensifying the arms race. Well, I suppose it depends whether these moves by Australia and others are defensive or whether they are expansionist. So, China, tell us what you're doing.
And then there's this modern ghost story. I wouldn't want to find this in my new home.
Here we go. In a new home, a primary school teacher called Jonathan Lewis moved in. We're in a nice leafy part of Surrey in southern England, in Walton. So far, so good. He found a gap under the stairs, a space that had been boarded up. So he prized open the boards. He was intrigued. And inside discovered a rag doll in a pinstripe dress and a bonnet clutching a note. And the rag doll note says that she killed the original owners of the house in the 1960s, stabbing them all to death for, quote, being too merry. The ragdoll note says, "I hope you have knives. Sleep well." Now, Jonathan says he finds the whole thing hilarious and clearly thinks this is a sick joke left by somebody probably not that long ago. Joke or otherwise, I do remember my episodes of Scooby-Doo. There's, at this point, somebody surely says yikes and run. Words to that effect.
Wow. Thank you, Adam Gilchrist, with The World.